This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
911, what's your emergency?
Mike Slatter heads up the Haliburton Paramedic Service. It's an increasingly busy service with an aging community that's also facing a rise of often complex challenges involving mental health issues or substance abuse. That's why Slatter is urging local residents to understand that while the paramedic service is always ready to respond, calling 911 for non-emergencies hampers its ability to answer the call for more serious and urgent cases. The fact is, in Haliburton, like many other regions in Ontario, non-emergency calls account for more than 55% of calls to 911. Recently, CBC Radio played a call to 911 from a woman who lost her phone in a snowbank. And in Hamilton, a man was charged with mischief after calling 911 more than 240 times in 1 year for no reason. It's a problem that seems to be getting worse. In Haliburton County, people are calling for what Slatter refers to as non-acute reasons, and in doing so, take away resources intended for real emergencies. Slatter sat down with Canoe FM recently to discuss the problem and offer solutions.
There are what we call low acuity calls. So good example, maybe I've had foot pain for a month. I've seen my doctor. The foot pain is not being controlled. I'm at my wit's end and I'm looking for further assessment. So I call 911 to say I have foot pain, and that type of call might be classed as a low acuity call. Non-emergency, right? Someone's called 911 because they're having trouble and they don't know where to turn now. So that would be considered a non-emergency call. We'll respond to that, but there might be a delay, especially with our new dispatching system, in responding to that. When the city of Barrie is talking about 50% of their calls being non-emergency, that would be more what they're referring to. Those low acuity type calls that aren't life-threatening to respond to. When we're talking about the, you know, I dropped my phone in the snowbank, now we're talking about potential misuse or nuisance 911 calls. When I was actually a student, we got some recordings played for us from the dispatch center, and someone had their finger stuck in the plastic ring of the baby wipes. They called 911 to basically get their finger rescued from the plastic. That it definitely hurts. I think we've all experienced getting your finger caught in those wipe containers. But yeah, so those are more of a misuse of 911.
In the last year, the Haliburton County paramedics transitioned to using the dispatch center based in Lindsay. 911 calls are screened there, and emergency crews sent out once the calls have been prioritized. Slatter says because of this, he and his fellow paramedics rarely hear about the nuisance calls received. In our region, he adds, often those calls are a result of people not knowing where to turn for assistance.
As far as when the 911 calls come in, they do get screened through respective dispatch centers, whether it's paramedic service dispatch center or fire or police. So those calls would get screened. As a paramedic service, we may not even learn about it because of it being screened. But, you know, if we're talking about the low acuity calls, we had talked before about the new dispatching system. It's been in place actually a year. Yesterday is when it went live in our area. So it does a better job of triaging the calls. So we definitely see more lower acuity calls. You know, it could be a mental health concern. It could be, you know, anything from abdominal pain to, you know, leg pain or knee pain. It could be a chronic condition. It could be something that just started. We do see majority of our calls are lower acuity, but we also know that people are struggling on who to turn to, where to go, the supports. As we know, especially in Haliburton County, the supports at times are difficult to connect with. There are a number of supports, obviously, in Haliburton County, but sometimes they are difficult to connect with. That is a lot of what we see within the paramedic service for people.
And Slatter adds, with the growing number of orphan patients in the region who do not have a family doctor, calling 911 is often a person's only option.
As we call them, orphan patients or unattached patients, they don't have the resource to turn to. We don't have bigger centers, walk-in clinics. There is a clinic in Minden with, you know, limited hours during the week. But in the evening, on weekends, there's nowhere to turn to. So it's, you know, you're either going to the emergency department, either on your own, or you're calling 911 to go in with the paramedics.
Since an average length of time from the call to 911 to its resolution with a patient takes more than a half an hour, non-emergency calls can take away resources that might be needed for more serious and life-threatening ones. Slatter says this might create significant delays in response times or areas of the county not being covered. And in cases where his staff have to answer nuisance calls that might be frustrating, criminal charges are rarely laid.
The risk is now that that paramedic crew is no longer available until they clear up the call for the community. So now we're moving resources around to try to maintain coverage within the community. But it might mean that, especially within Haliburton County, if a couple of these calls are going on at once, the entire Highlands East area is maybe uncovered, or Minden Hills is uncovered, or Dysart is completely uncovered for a period of time, or the response time is going to be even longer, right? So response times within the county, it's a large county, the population's fairly spread out. There's some calls where it can take us 30 or 40 minutes to get to, just because of location and roads and that of where people are. So if you're the closest vehicle was 20 minutes away, say, but now they're tied up on a call that's lower acuity, now the next vehicle could be coming from an extra 20 minutes away, so increasing that response time. So that's the biggest risk, is that there could be delays. Now, the good news is, with the new dispatch system and the triaging, the risk of some of those delays are less, but the risk is greater for the really high acuity calls, like your cardiac arrest or chest pain. Now, the frivolous ones, you know, the phone in the snowbank, or, you know, getting their finger stuck in something, those definitely you can get pretty frustrated, but you still remain calm and professional, right? Because there's no point in losing your cool in dealing with someone like that. You know, the difficulty is said, you know, I've dealt with people over the years that have 300-400 911 calls in a 6-month period, right? So, but our system isn't designed or built to handle that. The police, they're pretty reluctant to lay charges as well, rightfully so, right? Like, we don't want someone not calling 911 when they need help. So laying charges, you know, the police are very reluctant. It has to be pretty extreme before they will lay charges, because the way I understand it, even the court system will look at that and go, were there not other alternatives to doing that?
In the fall and winter months, the Haliburton County Paramedic Service will answer between 4 to 8 calls each day. That number doubles in the busy summer months. There are 30 full-time paramedics on staff and 4 ambulances spread across the county in Minden Hills, Dysart, and Torrey Hill. Slatter says he wants residents to know the paramedic service is there to help no matter what. Something to keep in mind, though, is that by law, once a call is made to 911, paramedics are legally required to take patients to the hospital after they've been assessed, unless he or she refuses to do so.
If you're unsure and you do call, we'll come and we'll assess you, we'll have that conversation, and provide you, in the end, you still can decide if you want to go to be assessed further or not. So I say, like, there's low acuity, there's nuisance, but if the low acuity stuff, don't hesitate to call, as we're here to help.
Local residents can call 988 for mental health issues or Telehealth Ontario for symptom assessments and advice on how to proceed if they don't want to call 911. Calling those numbers lessen the chances of low acuity calls taking away paramedic resources in Haliburton County.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.